Exercise 7, page 11. Tract.
When 27-year-old Aaron Ralston set out to climb in the remote Blue John Canyon in Utah one Sunday in May 2003, he had no idea that he would have to make an incredible sacrifice to stay alive. Aaron had gone climbing alone many times before. Only this time, he hadn't told anyone where he was going, and he didn't even take his mobile phone. Apart from his climbing gear, Aaron carried only a backpack containing a small first aid kit, a knife, a video camera, 1 liter of water, and a few snacks. He felt sure he would be back before nightfall. Aaron had been climbing all day and was about to stop, but as he was crossing a 1 meter-wide crack in the canyon, disaster struck. A 365-kilo boulder moved and trapped his arm against the canyon wall. It crushed Aaron's arm so tightly he could only feel his fingertips. There was no way he could move. At first, Aaron hoped that help would arrive, but nobody came. He struggled to get free and, using his penknife, tried to chip away at the boulder without success. 4 days and freezing cold nights passed with Aaron in terrible pain and surviving on just sips of water and pieces of chocolate. Aaron used his video camera to keep a video diary and then to record a goodbye message to his parents. Fighting exhaustion and dehydration, Aaron became more and more delirious. On the fifth day, Aaron reached a decision to do the one thing, the only thing, that could save his life: to cut off his own arm. If he didn't rescue himself now, he wouldn't have the strength to do it later. He used his body weight to bend his arm until he felt it break. Then, using his blunt penknife, he slowly cut through his arm. The whole procedure took an hour. He administered first aid to himself. Then he fixed a rope to the rock and climbed down nearly 21 meters to the canyon floor. After hiking 8 kilometers, he came across a Dutch family who gave him water and helped him to walk on. Meanwhile, Aaron's friends and family had realized he was missing and notified authorities, who found out Aaron had used his credit card to buy groceries in Moab, Utah. When a rescue helicopter crew finally spotted him, the rescuers were amazed to see Aaron walking back to his truck. He hardly needed them to rescue him. Aaron hasn't let his accident stop him from living life to the fullest. With his prosthetic arm, he has become a better climber than before his accident. He also works as a motivational speaker, helping disabled athletes and troubled teenagers. In 2010, a blockbuster film came out about his experience called 127 Hours, the exact amount of time he spent trapped. Aaron still revisits Blue John Canyon to remember his desperate struggle to survive and return to his loved ones.